Last in this first round is Andrew Horn and Alex Rumi. Just two guys living separate lives playing music. It wasn't until the Grammy-nominated songwriter Jeremy Wall saw the potential in pairing these two up that they actually came to know each other. Now today, they are Red Goodbye, and they use their combined influences of Alter Bridge and Dream Theater to create lush, energetic rock. The song is called My Everything. From New York, see what you think of Red Goodbye's most recent submission.
My everything to you. Nights don't guarantee escape from this place. How can my dreams become reality? The sensor's just a blank stare. Don't react now, just wait. We set sail.
Although well recorded and produced, the obvious influences are too prevalent. Creed, obviously, U2 on the guitar interlude, and Guns N' Roses to wrap the song up. I'm sorry, but every part of this song sounded like someone else, said Studio Boss.
I really feel sorry for this band, you know, because I really do think they've got a great sound. They sound really well. But there is no denying they do sound very much like a load of other people. And what do? They do sound a bit like Creed. Hootie and the Blowfish for sure. The Crash Test Dummies, there's another reference they sound like. I like their sound, but everybody's saying, you know, but you sound too much like so-and-so. You sound like too much, but they can't help that. So what do? Do they change their style? Does, you know, the lead singer get a kick in the crutch and he's pitched up a little bit higher or something? That's how he sounds. I feel sorry for them, I really do, because overall they're good.
I don't think there's anything to feel sorry for. I thought that was a brilliant track and should definitely
exactly
be chosen to compete in the track off.
You know, I'm just ignoring who they sound like because I really like the band. I really like this song. It really lifted me up a bit because this for me is the pick so far today. For me, they sounded a bit like Three Doors Down and Shine Down. I know you're saying that that's why you don't like them, but
hold on. I like them. I feel sorry for them because everybody's saying
I don't think they need pick.
You're sounding too much like so-and-so.
You shouldn't, because it's great stuff.
And then you've got
Ray
Scott Pardue, who reminds me of Britney Spears. There you have it. Over to you, Paul. Can you settle this one?
Oh, I don't know. For me, it didn't matter at all that they sounded a bit like this or sounded a bit like that. I had two minor complaints, and everything else for me was absolutely stellar and definitely very good. Those two minor complaints are the drums that sounded very sequenced, which I know they you picked up on that as well, no?
Yeah, I did.
Exactly. You know, for this kind of rock track, if you're going to sequence the drums, which is quite fun, you really got to spend the time because you really have to make it feel organic, which it didn't here. And then my second problem, which maybe is a question of getting used to it, is I did not like what the vocal did in the verses. It was kind of too grinding away at me with that voice that doesn't sound natural to me. But you know, the chorus was a kicker.
Well. Now we've heard 6 of the 12 auditions for today, making it the official halfway point. Now the best musical team on radio will select what they think has been the best song so far, and that song will compete in a track off later in the show, potentially become track of the day. Which song will get a little bit closer to becoming the next big radio hit? The result is next.
The power of Fame Games Radio is that you don't see their faces.
You're listening to Fame Games, a show that aims to make radio stations throw out their 30-song playlist and get back to discovering new music. I'm DJ Cryer, here with the best musical team on radio, where we are discovering new music and doing everything we can to help your hometown artists and bands have the next big radio hits. We already listened to 6 new songs here today and we voted on them, but which one do you think was the best so far and should be chosen to compete for track of the day? Well, here's your round 1 quarter finalists one more time.
Vote for Ray Scott Pardue with Vacuum Cleaner.
She'll blow your mind, never know what.
Vote for Heavy Left Hand with Ever So Slightly.
I can taste it.
Vote for 1234 with Every Day.
I am more, I am tall.
Vote for Conscience with She's So Street.
Is there any other girl who could ever compete?
Nope. Trust and believe, you're the only one for me.
Vote for Giorgio with I Feel You.
I feel you.
vote for Red Goodbye with My Everything.
Today is breaking through all my lingering doubts.
To vote for any of these artists, go to FameGamesRadio.com.
Taking into account the online reviews and the fan votes, we have now voted as well. But which song is going to the track off and will potentially be our next track of the day? Paul?
We have three songs out of the six that received some of our votes.
Really?
Yep. And I'll tell you which ones they are. They are Red Goodbye, My Everything, Conscience, She's So Straight,
ooh,
Erase, Scott Perdue, Vacuum Cleaner. One of them has the most votes, and it is by Red Goodbye.
Oh. Yeah!
Congratulations to Red Goodbye from New York. You are one step closer to track of the day. But remember, nobody's out of the game yet. It really is up to the online public vote whether the five remaining acts will be saved and advance to the Fame Games semi-final next week. So get voting and good luck to all the acts. Now it's time for round two of today's auditions, where one more act will be selected to compete in the track off against Red Goodbye. And the first brave new artist is Lords Lane. Ooh.
But let me tell you who's got the bonus in this round. And it is Lords.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There you have it. It is between Red Goodbye from New York and Lourdes from New York as well. It's a battle of the New York City bands. But who will be track of the day and get that much closer to becoming the next big radio hit? Well, the best musical team on radio have only 60 seconds to decide. Let's hear those songs again and start the debate.
Track off.
We sit sail on an ocean.
Each of us have put our favorite on a piece of paper, and now it's going over to Paul. Have you got everybody's votes?
No, not Graham's.
Okay, 60 seconds and starting the clock. Now, who is going to win? Graham.
Yes.
They're not in the competition today.
Oh, okay. Lords.
You want Lords to win?
Yes.
I like Lords. I think they're a great band, but I didn't get this track, and I really don't want them to win because I do want the other Red Goodbye to win.
Why?
Because I think they're a good sounding band. I think that particular track is a really good track. And as I said before, I feel a bit sorry for the band always being referenced with somebody else, you know. I think they're good on their own. Give them a chance.
Lexi?
I totally agree with Sid. I mean, I really did not like Lords' song. It has to be Red Goodbye for me.
Oh, but I love her. She's so rocking.
Great band.
Jake?
I did change my vote at the very last minute because I heard them and I went, okay, this is the one.
All right. It's an interesting competition. It is a battle of the New York bands, Red Goodbye and Lords. Paul, have you got the result?
Yep, I got the result finally. And let me tell you, both songs got votes. And as a matter of fact, both songs got the same number of votes.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Three each.
I hate it when that happens. I'm trying to look at the ranking now.
And exactly.
Oh, no.
I'm going to the site and I'm looking at who has the higher score at this very moment.
Right now.
And I can already see, and it is Lourdes.
Yeah!